Thank you, Gary. It's been mentioned that we don't have the best weather, but we sure don't have the sunshine, but we got the soul shine, don't we? That's right, and soul shine's damn sure better than the rain. Now, where are the liberal and conservative candidates, MPs and MPPs? I don't see them. They're not raising their hands. It's because they're not here. We're here. Ian Nichols, our brother from Haldimand Norfolk, our federal candidate, is here. Brian Van Tilburg, multi-time candidate for the Brent NDP, he's here. Our young NDP is here. Our president of our NDP is here. But a lot of local politicians from the federal and provincial level aren't here. They were damn sure here when this strike started, taking their photos, hopping on with their videos, but it started to get a little messy. It started to get not so clean. It started to get emotional. Imagine that. This is starting to get emotional. It should be emotional, not just for the union membership, but for the entire working class in this community, a working class that's tired of getting kicked around. Now, there's somebody else who's not here. His name's Dalton McGuinty. In fact, Dalton... There we go. Dalton McGuinty decided not only not to come, but to hop on the radio and let people know that this isn't a priority. It's only, what, 2% of the population? 3% of the population? That's not enough. We can put in legislation to deal with cigarette butts, but we can't put in anti-scab legislation. Yay! Dalton McGuinty, sure not here. But I know somebody who is. The Ontario leader, Andrea Horath.
Yeah!
Come on, give her a round.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for that warm welcome, sisters and brothers. I have to say, it's not my first time here. And I wish I could say I was happy to be here, but I ain't happy. And I know you're not happy either. And we're not going to be happy until we get some justice in the province of Ontario. Justice for workers. Now, today I did ask the Premier if he was going to do just that. In question period today, I asked the Premier, will you bring justice to the workers in Brantford and bring anti-scab legislation into the legislature and have it passed so that we can bring a level playing field back to the labor relations system in the province of Ontario. Now, what do you think he said? Oh, it's worse than that. He didn't even have the decency to answer my question directly. He put it over to his Minister of Labor. And then his Minister of Labor proceeded to tell me what a great MPP they have in Brant. Because he goes and tells the Minister of Labor on a regular basis about this labor dispute. Well, apparently the Minister of Labor really wasn't paying much attention all those times, right? That Dave Levac went to talk to him. How shameful and disgusting is that? That the Premier doesn't answer the question and that the Minister of Labor doesn't have the time of day for this struggle. Doesn't have the time of day for not only the workers here in Brantford, but the Minister of Labor for the province of Ontario doesn't have the time of day for any workers as long as they allow scabs to cross picket lines and take your jobs. And I'm here to tell you once again that I stand in solidarity with these workers here and every worker across this province that's been demanding justice. You know, we used to have anti-scab legislation in this province. And the Harris Conservative government got rid of anti-scab legislation in this province. And the Conservative Liberal government that we now have at Queen's Park continues to pretend that anti-scab legislation is not necessary in the province of Ontario, notwithstanding the fact that we have seen some of the most bitter and protracted strikes in this province over the last several months, the last couple of years, than we have seen in a long time. And I know yesterday my MPP from the riding of Nickel Belt was here talking to you about the Valet Inco strike, right? And I know that tomorrow, Paul Miller, my colleague from Hamilton East Stoney Creek, will be here as